That's what mehesek yad means. Rashi says, that's a person says he's mechayiv himself to give the value of himself to Hegdish. If he ain't looking there, he doesn't have enough money to pay that. So Ksiv says over there, al pi shatastik yad hamayda, how much he could afford, yad rechenu makayin, Ksiv basa v'chol ekecho. I was only talking about such a case over there that he has to give at least a shekel. Then a case where he doesn't even own the shekel, send the kohen does not give any pidyon upon him. But I was only talking about a special loch over there by Erkechin where you don't have enough money to pay the way you're supposed to. So there it has to be that you pay at least a shekel. But could be here by Petach Hamor, that Bon Held, you could be paid with a set kol shoe, even if it's only worth a penny, you could be paid with a set. Now, Omer of Nachum says, you know, halacha the different chachamim. We talk a pasuk like chachamim that you could be poida the pigeon you could poida the petach hamor with a seh worth anything, but for kama, how much does it have to be worth? So Omer says, Omer of Yosef afilu petruza ba donkey, even like a small seh that's only worth a danka, which is 1/6 of a dinar. Or else the Rashbam says 1/6 of a shekel. It's worth very little, still that's how much you could buy it with. The Rashbam says, Kol shar filu truza badanka filu v'sheis kochush and shavel shtus ha-shekel. It's only worth 1/6 of a shekel. Omar Rav says, Afana namatinin, what's the name? It's Afana namatinin. It says, God of the cotton, as I said before, you can be prayed with a seh, whether it's big or whether it's small, no matter how small it is. So when I said, cheap, of course. Rashi da filu the tuza the koshu come rabbon liel. So Morris says no. Madvei, I would have thought to say kuli high loy so small not inamiros betruza loy with truza not. Kamashma on both yes that even though it's not worth too much in the tuza Rashi says to kochosh it's a very weak one still even though it's a very weak one a very cheap one you're allowed to use that type of a set to deploy to your big strong petachamor. Rav Yehuda nisiya heavily petachamor. If you didn't see, you had a petach hamor. So shadra in the kaim of the Rav Tafin, something in front of Rav Tafin. Omalei kamo dino lemeitzav lekayin. How much do I have to give to the kayin? So omalei said back to Magis, or Yomer was said, ayin yof, if you have a good eye, the seller, you'll spend a seller to be paid your petach hamor. That's how much the seller should be worth. Ayin roi, you have a bit or a shekel. That's a half of a seller. Bainus of your middle, burgia. That's like 3 zuz. In other words, a sela is 4 zuz, and a shekel is 2 zuz. And he told him to do it with a bainanis, that's bergia, that's with 3 zuz. Omer Rav says, Zilchus alocher is bergia, that's how much you should spend, 3 zuz. The kama, how much is that? The plus a zuz, you should spend 3 zuz, that's how much it says should be worth. Now, ragel hocher be ragel hochi. Like it's one more than a stingy one and one less than a nine than a nine toy, that's called the baininess. So Morris still says, the chura kash yuchas hikas, that's three nalochas. And before we paskin, even a culture was good. Now we're paskin, you have to worth at least 3 sloyim, at least 3 zuz. Morris of lakasha, kan babolinloch, kan bayoysam yatsmoy. If he comes and asks his shayla, how much should he give? Then we tell him to give a set that's worth a little bit more. It should be worth like 3 zuz. But if he does it on his own, then echnami, but the evidence kosher, no matter how much it's worth, that's the psak lacha before. If he does it by himself, it's kosher. No matter how little it's worth. Omer Rav Yitzchak Amar Rosh Lakish, mi sheyesh lo petach hamor, v'yein lo seh levdoisa. Somebody has a petach hamor, but he does not have a set to be poided with. So pedeya b'shoviv, if he wants to, he could be poided, redeem it with the value. See how much money that petach hamor is worth. And the value of it, they can give to the kohen. So Laman, who's this go like? Elaim, Rav Yehuda, Ho Amar, Hekpid, well, if Torah b'seh, he said, no, before the Torah's Makh v'dafka, you have to use a seh. Mashmi, you cannot use money, you have to use a seh. Elo l'Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he also now was Mutta Bano, and therefore the Torah wasn't Makh v'dafka with the seh. If you want, you can give it to Shav, if you give it the money. But the Chiddush of a seh is even less than the value. Also, you can give a seh. Ravacha Masni or Ravacha learned it this way. But Ravina Kasha, Ravina Yosef Akasha. Now the Gemara says, Ravina Kasha, Ravina had a question on this. So Rashi explains that how could you put Resh Lakish Zalocha that says you could be paid with Bishavu with the value of the Petach Hamor. And it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Alamaisa, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say Lachur, Rabbi Shimon goes slowly for Lashlali with Hilchasa? So again, Ravina Kashale. The klal is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aloha, Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Gemara in Erevin, that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. And also the Stam Lontonic Rabbi Yehuda, here it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that we said the Petach HaMotak is also Bahanoah before you poyder it. If so, the Yat HaMat, Aloha, Rabbi Shimon, like Halkam Rashloka says now, that you could be poyder it Bishavi with the value of it, the Talmudah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Shlele Fehilchasa. Samara says no. Ella, what you have to say is Filo Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even you could say that Rosh Lakish goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Lo Yehi Chomim in Hegdish, that Pidyon Petach Amor can't be more strict than Hegdish. Rashi says she played the Kesef B'Shaviyot, like that's called the Kabbal Chayma. Madach real Hegdish, you could be played with the value of it. So here also Petach Amor Pshit, you could be played with the value of it. And therefore, v'loy omru Torah b'seh, when the Torah said that you can be poyder with his seh, that's l'hachmer olav el l'hokal olav. The Torah did not say it to be machmer upon you, that you have to use something more, but Adam, the Torah said it to be nekel upon you, could do something less. That you do not have to use the shaviyah of the value of the petach hamor, but you could even take a simple seh like we had before, and it's worth very little, and use that to be poyder the petach hamor. Now, Rav Nachman b'red Rav Yosef, Torah lay b'sholki b'shavet. He also held like Rosh Lakish that you could be poyder the petach hamor with cooked vegetables as long as they use they're the value the same value of the petach hamor and give that to the kohen. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Huna, ha poyder petach hamor shachaveiroi. If somebody goes to be poyder his friend's petach hamor, not your own, somebody else's. So pidyon kod is takachal, the pidyon is chal, and the ma'aser the kedusha the yisrano goes off the petach hamor. The question is now, Iboilihu, Pidyoino Lepoida, who gets the pidyon, this money, who does it go to? Is Pidyoino Lepoida, does it go to the one now, this Chava, the friend, that was poiderit? Oiduma, maybe Pidyoino Lebailim, now goes back to the original Bailim. Who gets this pidyon? So one of them says, Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon Kurant, Rabbi Shimon Loiti Bor, there's no Shaila. Kivin the other muta bano, since he says the petach hamor is muta bano, is memoina the bailam who, it's like shita, the petach hamor itself still belongs to the first owner. Even though somebody else came in with poider it, so there's no tzad to say the fact you're poider, you gave the set to the kohen, that you should now receive the petach hamor. No, since the petach hamor even from before belonged to the bailam, shita still belongs to him. And therefore you that gave the set now to the kohen, stan, you did your friend a taiva, but you lose out, you can't get anything from it. That's one way to look at it. So, Ali b'dor b'shim lo tibor lo kibud yom amutu b'ano m'moyna de b'aylamu. Ki tibor, where's my shiloh? Ali b'dor Rabbi Yehuda, the current Rabbi Yehuda. The yom that he says, osa b'ano, he says the petach hamor itself is osa b'ano before you poyder it. So, therefore, now the shiloh is when somebody else is poyder it, who gets the petach hamor? So, do we say lehegdish madmilei, it's doim at the hegdish. Rachman on the Torah says, "V'nosan akes of a kamloi," that the one that redeems it with the money, he gets it. See, also maybe the one that redeems it, he has a right not to keep this petach hamor. Rashi, "V'nosan akesav v'chsev yesam makdish yigoyel mashmer kol mishit and akesav he hekdish loy." Whoever redeems it, he keeps it. Or do we maybe know? Kivin the kohen lehu the benei ubenei, since the original owner owns this petach hamor. For the fact that he has a right to be poyder with a seh that's worth less the money, and he gains on the deal, so he does have some bialis here in this petach hamor. Is so maybe the dom lehegdish is not daim to hegdish, and therefore even if somebody else redeems it, still the petach hamor remains by the first bialim, and the second one has no right to it. That's the shaila. So Moshe Omer of Nachman says, "Toshema, come in here." It says, "Alocho." If you steal the petach hamor, the bechor of the chamor from your friend, is mishalm tashlume kefil abaylim, you have to pay back kefil to the baylim. You're a ganef, you have to pay back double the amount to the baylim. Even though right now the owner has nothing, and the chur, even though it's not his reshus right now, before he's poyder it, but still yesh to liyachah mikan, he'll have it later on. Therefore it's called you stole something from him and therefore you have to pay back the kefil. So Huramani, who does this go like? Elaim Rabbi Shimon, there goes a quince Rabbi Shimon that holds the petach hamor as muta bahanor right now. So my ain layachshav, what does it say? He has nothing right now. Even right now also it's muta bahanor. Elab shita for sure of Yudah. This goes according to Rabbi Yudah. Now, the fakat, I didn't tell me to think that lehegdish marminele, you make this daima to hegdish. If so, the goyner mi base ishom rachmono, v'loy mi base hegdish. The Torah says only if you steal from base ish and not from base hegdish. Since this daima to hegdish is no din ganif. The sulamidi, you can't ask on this. This is a clear proof to say that pityan petachamor is not daima to hegdish, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds also barno, still the original owner has ownership in it. That the b'nei makes it like his, and therefore if somebody else has paid for it, pshit it still stays by the first owner. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah Achaz Bichro of Yachre Shalai Bichro. So kids, when you have a suffix whether you have a chi of petachamor, the Mishnah says you have to be mafreshit for yareyu shaloi. And then it says when it's areyu shaloi, it's even nichnas ladir lisaser. So tell the Rabban, look at this in the Braisa. Kate Sadom has the Mishnah meet to say, Nichnas the deal is aser. That this Sophic Petacham, this Sophic said that you are mafresh for Sophic Petachamor, you keep it, you even used it for my Sebehema. So, Iyat to Yochlem, you can't tell me. But Bo Liyat Koyin, we already came Liyat Koyin, meaning to say we was a Vadai, a Vadai Petachamor. Rashi says, Yat Yochlem, Bo Liyat Koyinim Nostu, Yiswala Koyin, Shuva Nichnas Lisaser. Loi biyat koyin, not even by the koyin. Loi biyat yisro, for the chos yisro, loi even you bought it back. Or else the koyin gave it to you for a present. Shere shenina, because we learned. Halakeach, if somebody buys the behema, or else for shenita le b'matana, somebody gives it to you for a present, pot in maise behema. It's pot for maise behema. Maise behema is only the 10 new crop that was born by you that year, so you have to take off 1/10 to make it for maise behema. But it has to be born by you, and not that you bought it or that you gave it for a present. So if you give it to the Kohen, by the Kohen, Shittit Samaton, he can't make Maisa. He gives it back to the Yisrael, also there's no din Maisa. Ela must be like this. We're talking about now, the Yisrael, Shoho Yiloi Asorah Sofik Petri Chamorim, the Tech Beis Beisoi. Yisrael had 10 Sofik Petachamos. 10 of them, like the Mishnah we had, cases of Sofik, you have a Sofik where the Zohar and the Kebi came out together, you don't know which one came out first. Shemafresh Alokar is in such a case, Shemafresh Aleyim Asorah Shein, you have to be Mafresh, set aside 10 says for them. And the Mishnah says, Vein Shalai, you own it. So in this case, where you own it, now it remains yours, and therefore, if you have 10 of them like this, they'll Maisib Hema from them. The Gemara says, Misaila L'Rav Nachman, this should be approved for Rav Nachman. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Baravuom, Yisrael, Shoho Yiloi Asara Sofik Petri Chamorim, a Jew that had 10 Sofik Petachamors, Alokar is Mafresh Alehen Asarom, Shein, he could have Mafresh 10 Shein, O Maisa, Taisof Maisa, Vein Shalai, is the equivalent of this Alokar, where you have Sofik Petri Chamorim, even though you Mafresh the Seh for them, since the din is you can keep it, it's not like you gave it for a maton, it's not like you bought it, but it's like it was always yours. Vein shaloi, therefore the din of Maisav Hemer on them. Now, v'yom Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuo, Yisrael, Shoho Yiloi Asorah Petri Chamorim Vadoyim. A Jew that had 10 Petachamors, he had a few Chamorim, 10 of them, each gave birth to a Zohar, the first one. Betrech Beis in his house. Shenoflu mi Beis Avi Imoi Koyein. That fell to him, it was his mother's father that was a Kohen. His mother's father was a Kohen. Now, the Oisei Avi Imoi, your mother's father, Kohen, Noflu Loi Mi Beis Avi Imoi Yisrael. It fell to him from his mother's father that was a Yisrael. So Rashi says, the Yoz Chayov Mepidya, the Bishus Yisrael Nodu. It comes out that originally this chamor like was born by Yisrael, therefore the chalaloch of pidyon petachamor. So then it went down the Yerusha to the Kohen, and now the Kohen gives it down to his sons, which are Yisraelim. So what's the loch now? So loch is mafresh aleihem asorishein. This Yisrael now has to be mafresh 10 says, o maisrin, and he takes off maisr baby from them. Vein shaloi. And they all belong to him. Rashi says, "Mafresh asara shein lafuki take off the yisur v'hen shaloi, because the man the mechayiv koyin hamoyrish lasses men oises them him like he yashin the son now or the grandson now yashin from his grandfather that was a koyin. Since so, that Kohen, what would he have to do? That Kohen, since he Yashna from his great father also that was Israel, so true, the Kohen now would have to be Mafresh, that's all, but he has a right to keep it for himself. So now that the Yisrael Yashin is from the Kohen, he has the same halacha, that he has to be Mafresh, set aside his seh, but he has the right to keep it for himself, even though he's only Yisrael, but he's coming bor from his mother's father that was a Kohen. And that where he got it from, he had a right to keep it for himself. So now this Yerush also has a right to keep it himself. That's called Vein Shaloi. For Yom Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Yisrael, Shaho Yeloi Tfolim, Memurchim Atech Beisoi, a Yisrael that had Tevel, means Tfua, wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that did not take off, Truma Samaisus yet. And Memurach, means the Meruach, means he already made a pile out of it, and he smoothed down the pile, that already was a chiv ready to take off the Truma Samaisus. Now he got this Yisrael, Shenoflu mi beis avi imoi, that he yashin this from his mother's father, Kayin, that was a Kayin. And of course he had a right to keep the Truma. But the Yisrael avi imoi Kayin, Noflu loy mi beis avi imoi Yisrael. Again, the concept that Kayin also yashin it from his mother's father, which was the Yisrael. So it was originally grown, there was a chiv to take off Truma Samaisus and give it to a Kayin. Then it fell the Yerusha to a Kohen, so the Kohen has the same halacha, that he has to be Mafresh Truma, but he has a right to keep it. And now it fell down to the Yisrael. So halacha is again Maisrin, he has to take off Truma to Maisrus, but Vein Shaloi, he has a right to keep it. So rather the Truma Shaboi, he can't eat, he'll have to, he has a right to sell it to a Kohen, but he has a right to keep the Momni Shaboi. Now the Mor says, we need both cases. Both by Maisr, by Petach Hamor, and by Truma. The Yashmin and Kumais only had the first case of Petach Hamor, Mishum the Mafresh Vekoi. So Rashi explains that Mafresh Vekoi means that the Petach Hamor and the Seh are two different things. So therefore, when the first Kohen like Yashin, the Pitvei Chamor from the Yisrael, we look as if it was already Hufresh, as if there was a Seh there ready. So therefore, we look as if the Seh was there and he has the right to keep the Seh. Therefore, when it goes down to the Yisrael, he also has the right to keep the Seh. Avlocha b'rovia by Truma, ma'aton v'shloi hurmu, maybe it's kimish l'hurmu damyim. That l'mais of the tevel, it's one piece of wheat here, and you do not take off the Truma. It's not two separate things, it's one thing. So kol zman, you are not mafresh to Truma, we do not see the Truma to be here. Is they maloi? So I would say, even though this koyin yashin from the Yisrael, the tevel, but I should not look as if the Truma was taken off already, and he has the right to keep the Truma. So therefore, when he yashins it down again to the Yisrael, maybe the Yisrael has a regular chiyuv to give off Truma, give it away to the Kohen. So I need the Chiddush here also know that still we consider like the Kohen has a right to keep the Truma, and therefore when the Yisrael yashins it from him, he also has the right to keep the value, the mumness of the Truma. Now, the Yashvin and Hokhav, we just hear the second case by Truma, they're the Efshali Yasurei Minayobei. There you could take off Truma from it itself. The Homonach, it's all here, like from the Tevo, from the wheat that you have, from this wheat itself you take off Truma. So therefore we consider as if the Truma is here ready, and as if the Kohen has a right to keep it, therefore when the Yisrael Yashins it from the Kohen, the Yisrael also has a right to keep the Truma. I will host them over there by the Petach Hamor. Kivan the Semiyama boy lasuye, or Mafresh Vikoyim, Lamaisa the Kohen is only Yashin this Petach Hamor from his, or Yisrael. Now when the Kohen had it, there was no Seder yet, he has to bring another Seder from someplace else. So Mela, since he was a Mafresh to say yet, maybe I should only look at it as if there's a Chiv of Petach Hamor. And now when the Yisrael Yashin is the Petach Hamor, he also has the Chiv to be Mafresh to say and give it to a Kohen. We do not consider that the Kohen was already Zeicha in this Seh, because the Seh was not here yet. Is a Maloi, maybe I would not say that, so it's Zeicha. Therefore, I need both Chedush, in both cases I say that when the middle Yerusha, when the Kohen yashened it, we consider as if by him already it was who first the Truma, and he had a right to keep it, and as if it was who first the Seh, and he had a right to keep the Seh. So now when he dies and it goes down to his sons, the grandson, the Yisrael, he also has the same thing as his Meirish, that he just has to be Mafresh to Tleh or Mafresh to Truma, but he has the right to keep it. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nosen, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Halakeach, Tfolim, Memurchim, Menovik Echovim. Let's say somebody buys Tevel, you buy wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's already memurach. It means you're already nigmur malachton. That made you pile, you smooth down the pile. So really, that's a zman achiv of truma. But you bought off another kechavim. So lochu is now maestrin. You have to take off truma to maestros. Vein shaloi, they belong to you. You still have a right to keep it. Rashi says, "Hatruma atzma, or moichul akoyin, you have a right to sell to a koyin." So Gemara says, "Let's see." To ma'achinu man, who was the one that made the meruach here? Who smoothed down the pile? Like who made the gemar malocha? That's really b'shas achiyev of the truma semaisis. Who did it over here? Silen, if you want to tell me the ma'achinu avikichovim that the guy did it, is so degon chom rachmon of ledogon avikichovim. So pshita, there's no chiyev truma semaisis altogether. So why does it say you have to be mafresh and you keep it? The chur is part of the goncho. Rashi says the gunecho ma shatim amarei chayi betruma. Vulei meruach avikov. Now what the guy does? So pshita yapota. It must be the case over here was the ma'achinu Yisrael mirishus avikichovim that a Jew made the meruach. A Jew was there b'shas the gemar malach. He smoothed down the pile, but he did it mirishus. The guy gave him a right to do it. Rashi says the ma'achinu Yisrael mirishus avikichovim. So in such a case, Maestrin, you have to take off Maestr. Why? That we hold that even though a goy owned it, his kinyan is not strong enough to take off the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since the Maestr, these peris, these tfuah, this wheat, grew in the kark of Eretz Yisrael, it's chal Kedusha, it's chal achiv, to take off Shumas and Maestr, even though it belongs to a goy. But just if the goy would have made the Miruach, that's a Ptur. So here the Jew made the meruach. There's a chiyuv that I can take off truma semaisris. So Rashi says brishus means shoy Yisrael oris. The Yisrael was working for the guy for karka that belonged to every kachotim. The locker is then is maisav ein shaloi. You have to take off truma semaisris, but you have a right to keep it. Why? Why did the Jew have a right to keep it like it just sold to a kohen? Why does he have a chiyuv to give it to the kohen? The Yomla, he has the right to say to the Kohen, Ka'asinu Mekoyer Gavro, the Lemotis Tishri Yodin Abadei. Listen, I received this from a Goy. Now, if the Goy himself would have had this Truma Semaisis, the Kohen can never get it out of his Rishus. So therefore, since I got it from a Goy, I have this sent in as a Goy. I don't have to give it over I don't have to give it out of Matkona to the Kohen, but rather belongs to me, and I have a right to sell it to the Goy. Gemara says, "Tanan Hosta on the list of Mishnah Demai that says, Hamaskid Peroitzov Eitzel Akusi. Somebody has Peris, and he gives it for the Kodi, lets a guy watch it, Eitzel Akusi. Or else the Eitzel Amorit, he gives it to an Amorit to watch it. The Locher is Becheskoson, there's still Becheska, since it was a Jew's Peris first. So when you get it back, we still say it's your Peris. Lemaister or Lashriya. Alright, so Akusi, not a guy. And again, Hamaski Peres of Es Akusi. Akusi is a Jew, just as a Geriem, if they were in the Namakayim the Torah. Or else Es Lamorit, because still the Cheskas Lamaisa. Rashi says in Mushar and Haim, if you took off Shumas Lamaisa before he gave it to him, his Enchaj, don't be afraid, maybe he changed it around. Or else Shriyas, maybe change it on Peres Shriyas. But no, we say it's still your Peres, it's still like your Peres, and therefore you have a right to eat it. Lamaisa or Lashriyas. What's going to be though, Es Lamorit? Let's say you gave your peris that you already took off Shumas Semaisus, or it's Noki Mechshash Rias, and you gave it to a guy to hold for you, to make a Pekod Isha watch it for you on Shemitah, he gave it to him to watch your peris. Halacha is then when you receive it back, Kepay Raisav. There's luck like the peris of a guy. Rashi says, why? You have to be afraid like the Vade Chafinu. For sure we switched it around. The Torah Laakwash Men Maisi, you have to go Maisa now. So Rashi says, and High Ten Sana holds, that even though a guy made the meruach here, like what are you afraid about? Maybe he switched it with his own peris. His own peris, who the guy made the meruach, he made the gemar meruach, he smoothed down the pile. So she'd be potter anyway. No, this time old, even though a guy made the meruach, still the peris was grown in Eretz Yisrael, has kedusha, the chiyuv take off shumas semaisis. But plus the meruachas, torik mishmor, take a machloek, it's a gemar meruach. That's the loch, eitzel of the chavim, kepei roitzes. We have Shimon Aymed Demai. Shimon says, no, it's only Demai. Rashi says, Sofik, Chilfon, Sofik, Loi Chilfon. It's not Sofik, it's not a Vada that's a great change. It's only a Sofik that's look like Demai.
Now, Omer Rebbe Lozo, lahafrish, whether you have to be mafrish or not, from these parents that he gave to the goy to watch, kuliyam uloi pliga, but you have to be mafrish. He pliga with the machlekes over here, litnum lakoin, you have to give it to koin or not. That's the machlekes. Tanakam, the sova, vade chalfinu, that the goy for sure exchanged it, and the parish you have now for sure is like devil. Well, therefore, boy, misnil lakoin, you have to not only be mafrish to true Mr. Maithus, but you also have to give it to the koin. Rabbi Shimon Sava, no, demai, it's only a suffix. Therefore, you have to be mafresh, but to give it to the kohen, that's the call of a moitzim mechaver, on a moitzim mechaver, all of a raya, you have a right to keep it, and you could sell it to a kohen and the money, you have a right to